Thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you again for another opportunity, Lord Jesus, to come up and encourage and share, you know, with everyone who has a heart to listen and ears that will hear. Father God, I ask that you bless the word on today. Lord, I ask that you set aside Linda and let your Holy Spirit just use me, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And as you all can tell from the song, you know, we're talking about gifts. And the gift I'll be talking about this morning or sharing with you is about discernment of the spirit and interpretation of dreams. Some of the scriptures I'll be coming out of today will be 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, 1 John 4 and 1, Acts 13, 6 through 12, Genesis 40 and 8, Daniel 2, 19 through 23, although you all can read that whole chapter, because it's a good one. And I probably will share some other ones as I'm going through the message.
Amen.
As we continue our teaching, many gifts, one body, discovering your role in God's plan. Elder Dominica shared her amazing introduction of the gift word wisdom and word of knowledge. She shared how the body of Christ only functions in its fullness when every part is activated. Many gifts. The word of wisdom offers divine strategy, insight, and direction. Word of knowledge reveals truth, truth that could not have been known naturally. This is when the Holy Spirit gives us awareness of something hidden, something spiritual, something specific that brings clarity, healing, and conviction. Elder also shared us with our gift assessment. For those who have not taken it, I really encourage you to really get online and take it, because sometimes we think we have gifts, and we all do have gifts, but we may have more than one. So I encourage you to get up there and take that assessment, because it can, you know, when I did mine, you know, the way I answered my question, I was trying to be as honest as I possibly could. And it seemed like, you know, they were all, you know, I didn't really have a big standout, you know. So, but just go up there. And, but as I said, today I'm talking about discernment. And my message title is, how do we grow in discernment and understand our dreams and visions? 1 Corinthians, and I'm coming out of the Amplified right now. 1 Corinthians 12 and 10 says, and to another, the working of miracles, and to another, prophecy, foretelling the future, speaking a new message from God, to the people and to another. Discernment of spirits is the ability to distinguish sound, godly doctrine from the deceptive doctrine of man-made religions and cults. To another, various kinds of unknown tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. God gives discernment and understanding beyond the surface, primarily through his word, prayer and guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. This involves seeking wisdom through prayer, meditation on God's word, developing a listening heart, and recognizing the Holy Spirit's guidance in our lives. God's word provides us the framework for understanding God's character, his will, and the principles by which he governs the world. When recognizing spiritual influences and distinguishing truth from deception, it requires a combination of seeking wisdom, aligning with God's word, and cultivating a strong spiritual connection. Being aware of the ongoing spiritual battle and the influence of evil forces can help us discern between good and evil and pray against deception. 1 John 4:1 out of the English Standard Version says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." Can you think of any time you encountered, you know, a false prophet or someone sharing teaching that is not true to the word of God? I mean, you know, it made me go back. You know, when I was studying, I was curious, and I asked Google. I was like, "Google, how many cults are out there?" You know what? And when I got the answer, my mouth just dropped open. It said that there are over 10,000 cults operating in this world right now, y'all. And I just remember, you know, and it made me think back, you know, in my younger days, it made me think about some of them cults that, you know, that got made the news, because all of them don't make the news, you know. So, and it brought me back to Waco, Texas, the Branch Davidian. Yeah. You know, this man, Dave Koresh, thought he was actually the Messiah. Yeah. And he had these people believing. You know, they were in like a standoff for like 51 days. He died, people died, you know. Unnecessary loss of life because he got higher than the God above, you know. He act like he was higher. You know, it made me think about Jim Jones, that Guyana cult tragedy that happened in Jonestown, you know. But he made them, you know, basically manipulated them into drinking Kool-Aid. That's it, man. And killing, you know, all these people were killed. You know, there was what Charles Manson, you know, he had a call, he had people following him, he had people going out there killing other people. You know, I was like, sick mentality. But the one that I thought was just like really, really out there was Heaven's Gate. And I don't know if you all know about Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Lou Nettles. But, you know, in the early 70s, both were experiencing some spiritual crisis. Now, when you're experiencing some spiritual crisis, that's when you got to rely on each other. You got to rely on the word of God. You got to rely on people who are fluent, you know, or, you know, more educated, you know, especially if you're a young believer. And they thought, and they were experiencing a spiritual crisis that God, Jesus, and the angels described in the Bible were a superior race of extraterrestrials. Yeah, in the final days, these aliens would arrive in a spaceship, y'all. They won't come down here and take us out. And destroy the earth and save the faithful. But once body died of cancer in 1985. That went against the whole group's belief. See, they were believing on something that wasn't true. You know, so what they do, and Their bodies would be, and said their bodies would be transformed into perfect beings, next level alien bodies. But in 1997, you know, I guess he couldn't deal with it anymore. So he and 38 followers, you know, took what? Barbiturates and alcohol, killed himself. For what? For lack of knowledge. For not going, you know, going the right way. I know I was talking with Pastor, you know, he always mentions that that book, Witchcraft in the Pews, you know. Say you just never know. That's why we have to God, ask God for that discerning spirit, you know, because you just never know. You know, I think it was a story in there where a young lady, I guess they thought she was praying during the service, but she was actually up there chanting. You know, and you know, that's not good. That's not good for young believers. That's not good for any believer, you know. So it's important, you know, that we ask God for discernment. We must learn to discern God's voice from other competing voices around us. Test everything against God's word. God's word. We need to make sure they align with God's character,
yep,
his principles, and the promises that he said we could have. Pray and ask God to give you the wisdom and the ability to recognize deceptive influences and distinguish them from his truth. Seek guidance and wisdom from trusted and experienced spiritual leaders who can help you discern that deception. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 through 22, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject everything that is evil. In Acts 13, 6 through 12, Paul, but at the time he was Saul, at the time discerned Elymas, who was Bar-James, was a false prophet. You know, Paul said he was the son of the devil because he was full of lies and didn't want him and Barnabas sharing anything about Jesus Christ. You know, the word tells us that Paul was full of the Holy Spirit. And he rebuked Elymas in the Lord, and he was blinded. And once the governor, who he was trying to manipulate, saw this, the governor saw that Paul was actually speaking the truth, and he believed. Jesus demonstrated discernment as well. For example, the Samaritan woman's past relationships. And you can read about that in John 4. He discerned deceitfulness with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's in Matthew 22. And he even knew the motives of his disciples even before they confessed. Even predicting that betrayal by Judas and being denied by Peter.
Amen.
Amen. You ever have dreams? How many of us dream? I know we all dream. Sometimes I remember them, sometimes I don't. Sometimes if I'm in a good dream, and I wake up, I try to rush and go back to sleep so I can go back and catch up where I left off. I've had those dreams that wake me up and just make me think, wow, what is that? What's the meaning of that dream? The definition of what a dream is. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, y'all. I forgot to give y'all the definition of discernment.
Okay.
Let me go back. Discernment. Webster's Merriam-Webster's defines discernment as the quality of being able to understand something clearly, especially what is not obvious, something obscure, not easily seen. It's the ability to discern between truth and falsehood, right and wrong, and the will of God in various situations, particularly when it comes to spiritual matters. Now, and then I looked up spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment is a gift that develops as one seeks for wisdom, truth, and reality. Having discernment is not being judgmental. You know, sometimes people can tend to get being discerning and intuition mixed up. Because right. Intuition is all about a gut feeling, something you feel down here. That could be gas. But intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Having that instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning that we get from being discerning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And on to dreams. What are dreams? Dreams happen while you're asleep, and they can be a mix of everyday thought or reflections of a deeper feeling. Receiving and applying spiritual insight from God through dreams involves writing them down. Writing the dream down if possible. Capture the details of the dream as soon as you wake up to help you with reflection and interpretation. Also, when you dream, and consider your emotions. Notice how the dream made you feel and what things in your dream caused those emotions. And did that dream seem relevant to any ongoing situation? Because sometimes when we're going through stuff and we dream, or sometimes when we're watching, I know sometimes I don't want to watch a scary movie. I don't really like watching them. But sometimes when you watch things and you go to bed with that on your mind, you dream it. And then you wake up, you know, and you're trying to understand. Well, you know, sometimes they tell you don't eat after a certain hour because that can make you dream. And you can have vivid, crazy dream. Pray and seek discernment. Ask God to reveal the meaning of the dream and whether it is indeed a message from Him. Be patient and don't rush to get answers, because sometimes we try to, you know, get God to say, God, why did I dream this? What's going on? Why am I dreaming this? Genesis 40:8 says, and they said to him, we each have dreamed distinct dreams, and there is no one to interpret them. So Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell me your dream. Now, if you all don't know the story about Joseph, we know Joseph was a good man. You know, his brothers were jealous of him. He got thrown in prison, and he was down there with the prisoners, you know. And Joseph had a gift of interpreting dreams. There was a cupbearer and a baker who were down there with them. And the cupbearer told him his dream was about grapevines, about three branches, and it budded and blossomed and produced grapes. And he said he could, you know, see himself pouring these grapes out to Pharaoh. Well, those three vines represented 3 days, you know, and Joseph told him what it meant, that he would be restored to his position, you know. But on the other hand, the baker, He had a dream about three cake baskets on his head, and they were full with bread and cakes and stuff. And the birds came and ate them, and he didn't understand that, so he went to Joseph for that dream. And it wasn't good news, I shall say. You know, Joseph told him that, hey, that means you're gonna be hung, and it happened. You know, I remember my mom telling us, and most women would probably know this, when you dream about fish, somebody will pregnant, you know. So sometimes you didn't want to go to bed dreaming about fish. Why am I dreaming about fish? But you never know. These are, you know, but that's not in the word. But I'm talking about this. Sometimes people can tell you things, and if you don't get the right interpretation or the right, you know, you could, you know, be going down the wrong path. Joseph's ability to discern visions, specifically in the context of interpreting dreams, was attributed to a divine gift from God. God's spirit that was working within Joseph enabled him to understand the deeper meaning of dreams, often revealing a prophetic or another significant message. This divine ability set Joseph apart, allowing him to interpret dreams of his fellow prisoner as well as Pharaoh. When he told Pharaoh about the famine that was going to come, and Pharaoh, 7 years, you're going to have 7 years of abundance, but also 7 years of famine. And so what did they do? They prepared themselves and started, you know, putting things aside, you know, storing things up. So when that famine did come, people had to come all over to give things. And you know, you can read that story as well. That's in Genesis 40 and 41, you know, and that kind of brought Joseph back together with his family. Joseph believed that his interpretation of dreams and visions came from God and not from any human being. Joseph viewed God as the revealer of truth, and he himself was just the vessel used to express these revelations. Many of us are those vessels. So you got to ask God. You have to truly, I know Elder talked about James 1 and 5. When you ask God for wisdom, you ask God for that discerning spirit, and he will definitely give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Daniel 2 and 3. God heard and answered Daniel's prayers and the prayers of his three friends. They had chosen to remain faithful to God, and God noticed when they asked for wisdom and his knowledge, God provided what they asked for. Daniel then, in return, praised God, acknowledging that God had answered his prayer as well. In Daniel 2, verses 19 through 20, it teaches us to trust in God's sovereignty, acknowledge his wisdom and power, and be thankful for his guidance and revelation. Now, in closing, as we all travel on this journey together, discovering our role in God's plan and relying on his Holy Spirit to guide us and give us discernment and clarity in everything that comes our way. Open our listening ears as well as our hearts, relying on God's grace and the willingness to be shaped by his word and spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we just thank you for the word, Father God. Father God, we just ask that, Lord, you give each and every one of those that discerning spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, that spirit that only so that we will be able to determine good from evil, Lord. And we just thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.